It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Nicole is on the phone with us, and she wants to call her friend today because he caused a scene at her wedding. She just recently got married. In the middle of her ceremony, this guy who has been rumored to have had a crush on her ends up getting up in the middle of her ceremony and storming off. She had to think about it the rest of the day, like, why did my friend leave? And he hasn't talked to her since, other than a text message. When she asked him about what was wrong, he said, yeah, whatever, have a good marriage. And that's the last she's heard from him. So she wants to use our phone number to get him on the phone today and ask him why he left. All right, Nicole, you're about to make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, but you know how it works. We'll give you our advice first. Are you ready for some advice?
Yes.
Okay. My advice is that when you get him on the phone, present him with a bill for the catering that he didn't get to enjoy after your wedding.
Okay. Do I really have to do that?
No. That's what I think you should do. I mean, if the guy's going to leave, you spend all this money on it, you might as well get some of your money back.
I would just let him know that, hey, the friendship is important, and maybe offer like that he can hang out with your new husband too, so that you guys can actually be true friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell him that he can hang out with your new husband because he might be thinking another thing. If he's got a crush on you, be like, okay, fine. At least there's one way I can make it happen.
You.
Yeah, sure.
That's what you don't do.
Me, you, and your hubby?
Out of here.
All right. Okay, well, I'm going to dial the phone number right now. Hopefully that helps you out a little bit and have you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Chris, it's Nicole.
Hey.
How are you?
Fine.
So, what's up? Are we gonna talk about what happened? Or
talk about what?
Well, I mean, you stormed off in the middle of my wedding and you haven't talked to me since. Like, you don't think that's kind of weird?
I guess.
I mean, I heard that maybe you might have a little crush on me, and like, is that what it is? Is that the problem?
Come on.
What? But I mean, we're friends. Like, I want to know why you left.
I don't want to talk about this.
Can you just tell me what you were thinking?
Why does it matter? You're married, so let's just move on.
But, yeah, I'm married, but we are friends, Chris, and, like, you don't just stop being friends because you get married. That's not how things work. That's crazy. I just want to know.
I'm not stopping being friends. I just don't feel the need to talk about this.
But it was my wedding day, and you made a huge scene.
Okay, look, everybody knows that I have a crush on you, or at least that I did, so...
You did have a crush on me?
Yeah, I did, but whatever, it's fine, you're married, so...
So is that why you left? I mean, all I could think about after is, like, why did you leave? Why did you storm off? Why are you upset? That friends don't do that to each other. That's not how friendship works.
Okay, well, why don't you talk to your husband about how friendship works?
Excuse me?
Why don't you talk to him about what he said to me at your wedding?
What did he say to you?
Before the wedding, I saw him, and I went up to him, and I was congratulating him, and you know, and he looked at me, and he got all cocky, and he started laughing, and he said, hey, dude, looks like I got her first, and he was totally making fun of me for liking you.
That doesn't seem like him.
He also said he would send me pictures of your wedding night.
Awkward.
What?
Hey, what's up, Chris? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
I'm sorry. What's going on?
What's going on is Nicole wanted to call you on our radio show. It's a little segment we do called the Awkward Tuesday phone call. If you are having a problem with somebody and you need some advice, We'll give you our advice, but you have to call that person on the air with us. That's why Nicole is calling you today, because she wanted to talk about you storming off in the middle of her wedding.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to be talking about this anymore.
Well, I'm sorry, but you wouldn't answer my phone calls. I tried to reach out to you, and I had to use a different phone number to get a hold of you. You wouldn't answer
me. So then you could leave it alone. You could have left it alone.
Yeah, but Chris, don't you
call them.
Chris, if the shoe's on the other foot, wouldn't you wonder why she stormed out of your wedding?
Maybe, but it's not. It's on my foot, and I don't want to deal with it.
That's a good point.
Nicole, I don't want to be talking about this. I'm done.
Chris,
sorry.
Look, I know you don't want to be on the phone with us, but did her husband really say that to you? I think that she should know if her husband said that to you.
Of course he said that to me. I mean, I'm not lying about that.
Yeah, but was he just joking, or was it like a real a-hole move?
There's no, I mean, of course he was joking. He's not a malicious person. Like, he was drinking and getting ready with his groomsmen. Like, of course he was joking.
But it's not funny. Nothing about that's funny.
I thought the pictures of the honeymoon night was kind of a funny touch, Chris.
Chris, why didn't you just leave right then? Why would you wait till the ceremony if you were that upset about it?
Because I thought I could be cool and just make it about her, because it isn't about me. But then during the wedding, I'm watching this happen, and I'm, like, seething with anger, and I would either go up there and punch the shit out of your husband, or I had to leave.
So, Nicole, if you think about it, Chris actually did you a favor and made your wedding less awkward by storming off in the middle.
I don't even know what to say. I am sorry that you felt that way. But I want you to be able to see him in a different light, because he was just making a joke. And
I don't need to see him in any f***ing light. He's your husband. I'm good with it, and I'm done. You could try to respect that and just leave me alone for a little bit.
No, I don't want to leave it alone, because you're my friend, and I feel like we need to fix this problem. Like, you guys need to get together and talk about it, and I will talk to him. And
me and your husband? No.
That is a horrible idea.
How are we supposed to be friends? We need to, like, clear the air.
Deal with it with your husband, okay?
You're telling me, Chris, that you don't want to go over there for, like, dinner on a Tuesday night? Maybe some barbecue, some beers out with the boys in the backyard?
I think it's pretty safe to assume that I'm not going to want to do that.
Okay.
Okay. I still really want to be your friend, and I don't want to lose touch with you, and I'm really sorry that you had that happen, and my husband said that to you. I just don't want you to think that he's a jerk.
Nicole, look, I'm sorry that I freaked out at your wedding. It bothered me more than I was anticipating, and I'm sorry if it hurt your feelings. And so if you want to, like, meet up and have a few drinks, and then we could, like, hang out and talk about it, or you could come over, that's totally fine with me.
Sounds nice to me. Sounds like a good time.
I think maybe the issue is between you and my husband, and you are the ones that need to get a few drinks and talk about stuff. So maybe we can make that happen.
I don't want to have drinks with your husband. I want to have drinks with you.
Oh! Are you hitting on her, Chris?
Oh, my God.
No, we're friends. We meet up and we have drinks. That's what we do.
All right. It sounds like you're hitting on her to me.
Well, I'm not.
Are you going to have a talk with your husband later about this, Nicole?
Of course I'm going to have a talk with him.
Nicole, don't do that. That would be my advice.
Why?
What?
Save it for another Awkward Tuesday phone call. Just a good idea.